Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Bring your chat back up.
Where is she?
wait. Yep. Go.
I have a little champagne.
Oh my god, cute.
And this little thing.
What's that?
You know, like the sippy, like the sip. I'm just going to pop it on air, live on air.
Like the good old days.
That was a bit jarred. I know. I actually bought these myself in a moment of crisis.
What? Look. You bought these mini moes?
I bought mini moes on Zap. I was like adding stuff to the order and the algorithm knows me so well and it said, would you like to add 6 mini moes for undisclosed redacted?
For $700. Yes.
But I was just in a low ebb. I need to ban myself off Zap.
What the fuck is Zap?
It's like, I guess like Postmates, it's like just delivery groceries. Mm. But they have everything on there. They have like makeup and skincare and vibrators and like all crazy stuff. But this, I just, you know, I was just in a low ebb. I was in the mood for a treat and I thought it'd be nice to just have one of these to crack out now and again.
I love it. And you're cracking it out now. What's the little thing in the top? Are you supposed to sip from it?
Yeah, you sip. You know, like at events, how they have it and we sip out of the top.
I've literally never seen that before.
It's very cute.
Very, very cute. Take a swig. I'm drinking a smoothie. You're drinking a moe.
Beautiful.
I put pieces of cacao and granola in my smoothie and then I mix it through. So I get some little chewy bits, which are little crunchy bits, which are great, crunch. But not going to be good for the pod, I realized afterwards.
I love like a element of crunch.
Same. I don't like a smoothie without.
I agree. You need some texture.
So
I think I want to be the kind of person that only drinks champagne.
Yeah, very
chic.
Which means
drinking far less.
I went to an event last week for the launch of Margot Robbie's stylist Barbie book. You know how he did a press tour,
Heaven.
A book of all her press tour moments? Also, so funny, didn't so even good. Open the book. Didn't take one glance at the fucking book. Forgot it was there. Also, classic, didn't realize there was a gorgeous photo booth. You know those like... the Kendall Jenner photo booths that print the photos in black and white, make you look really pretty. Didn't realize till the very, very end. Tried to drag my friend there and she was like, I'm literally leaving right now. We're not going to this photo booth. And I saw someone else and she had like 200 photos in her hand. I was like, okay, Lizzo. Big
you need
Lizzo
to Photoshop
energy.
Yourself in like Kate Middleton.
I know. I just didn't even see. But the point of the story is there was an open bar, obviously, and all these gorgeous cocktails. And I ordered a margarita. And then I thought, you know what's more chic than a margarita? Just a glass of champagne.
Just a trusty glass of champagne.
Absolutely no cocktails. So I just switched, but all they had was obviously pink, pink champagne.
That's cute though.
Still chic.
Did you get the book? Did you get a copy?
No, I forgot.
That's quite cute.
I took like the most heinous photos. I was like, why are you so shit at everything? Like, I literally didn't even, I didn't even think to like whip out my phone, didn't take one photo of my cute little fit, didn't take one photo of Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz, who were like leaning against a wall together looking so hot.
Did they look in love?
Yeah, she's so beautiful. And Donatella Versace was there, but I didn't even see her.
That's crazy.
I didn't even see her.
Donatella Versace. Did you wear pink?
No. What did I wear? I don't even remember what I wore. Oh, I wore this cute little Simone Rocha dress.
Very cute.
A little mini puffy dress, but then it was cold and the vibe was, this is the most LA thing in the entire world. It's like a cocktail event and everyone may as well have just come straight from Venice Beach. Yeah. Or like half-half. Some people were in jeans and jeans and like a shirt. Bless, one of my friends was wearing that. And the next day she was like, I actually wanted to die because why did it look like I was going to a picnic? But like heaps of people looked like that. And then there was obviously like people like Hailey Bieber and like Margot Robbie and all of the celebs wearing really beautiful like gowns and stuff, which is interesting because it shows that's just what everyone should have been wearing, but it also just shows like when you go to those events and those people are like posting stuff because they're going to get photographed at the events, what they wear versus what other people are wearing.
I think this is the problem now, is that there is like kind of this vibe that just speaks to the energy of, if it's not an event where you are literally going to get photographed because it's A, part of your job, or B, because you have the energy to do it, that's the gap. We've talked about this before. That's it in action. Like, you literally could not give less of a fuck at all and don't care because you're like, what's the point? Or you're going all out, balls to the wall.
Exactly. So I wore this cute little dress and put makeup on and then felt super overdressed the minute I walked in. So I just left my jacket on the whole night, which didn't go with the outfit at all. And then I just felt like pure shit the next day. Literally, I'm going through a fucking crisis. I was like, I hate my wardrobe. I hate everything. LA is just such a weird city. But anyway, champagne forever.
Yeah, champagne forever.
Champagne problems.
Oh, the jacket. We've all worn a jacket.
I know. And also, it was at like a shop, so there wasn't a coat check. And LA doesn't really typically have coat checks because no one wears coats because it's not that cold. But sometimes you need a little jacket on. Sometimes you don't want to wear it once you're inside. Whereas with New York and London, you can chuck that jacket off and get slutty within like 2 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you should have thrown the jacket off and just leaned into it.
I know.
Should we talk Oscars? I feel like this is one of those blessed weeks where like the universe has just come together to give us
the perfect AWD episode.
It's the perfect AW. We didn't even have to talk to each other. Mm-mm. We literally didn't have to talk to each other. We've just arrived and know exactly what's on the dock.
Yeah, we haven't had a single conversation. Haven't even opened the doc. I just know what's happening. But yeah, Oscars. So this is the first time in my life that I've watched the Oscars as a punter.
Because you were on sort of real time.
Just on real time, but also like the only time I've ever watched the Oscars in the past is at work when we were in Australia and we'd have it on in the screens in the background and then be like... so stressfully writing pieces about what people are wearing on the red carpet in real time. So I think I then needed to take a little break, had to have a little detox from any awards show because I felt triggered. And then, yeah, obviously being in LA is cool, but at the same time, it is the perfect example of LA because it's every single celebrity in the world was here this weekend and you just don't see a single thing. So LA, like it just feels like there's nothing happening. But it was cute to watch it in real time.
I completely forgot it was even on this year. Like, obviously I know the Oscars is going to happen, but this is the first year where I've not had in my head, Oscars is coming up tomorrow. I kind of woke up and just saw it and went, oh, yeah, the Oscars.
Mm, that happened to me with the Met Gala last year.
Yeah, caught off guard.
So shocked, all the looks coming in.
The looks were really good. I feel like a good place to start is just how strong this whole red carpet season has been. Really good. Mm-hmm. And this, it's very, I think Rachel Tashtian wrote something about this, but it's very like elegant.
I was going to say that.
Like elevated, very chic, very, there was no like wacky and weird. It was very nice to look at.
Yeah, I agree and disagree at the same time. I think everyone looked elegant and beautiful but at the same time kind of safe in a way. I know the Oscars isn't really one where you go crazy, but Carey Mulligan was like at the top of, I think, everybody's best dressed in Balenciaga, and she looked so absolutely stunning and beautiful and impeccable. But at the same time, I'm like, it's that being that dress being the top of everyone's best dress look kind of shows where we are at, like in the fashion landscape at the moment. Like, it's obviously such a gorgeous gown. She's wearing Balenciaga, which also was kind of shocking to me. I didn't see her as a Balenci girl, but I like the contrast. But it's like a lot of black, a lot of beautiful black. But yeah, everything was quite safe at the same time, apart from Ariana Grande, which I then didn't like.
I actually really liked
it. Did you? Yeah. Little pillow. I was like, I just didn't. I think I liked the dress. I just don't know if I liked it on her.
Yeah, I liked that she went. She did something bold and brave. What's interesting about when like everyone wears, like you say, some variation on the same thing. It was a lot of, black, white, or a silver, but like very simple silhouettes. But I'm like, you must be planning this a good 8-9 months ahead of time, How do they all know? Like, how does this happen where it kind of congregates that I wonder how much visibility they have around what other people are wearing. I know obviously some stylists style like multiple people, but I wonder if they get the vibe that it's more muted, or if everyone just wanted to do something more low-key.
I guess
everyone's over those like big crazy moments.
I don't know. I guess the trend has been this way for longer than 8-9 months, and I guess if you're a stylist you would just be kind of attuned to that. But yeah, I know what you mean. It felt really cohesive in like a surprising way. And also things like people were saying that Margot, who wore black Versace, she has obviously been wearing pink for like the whole Barbie press tour. Oh my God, I can't believe. Okay, got it. I was like, how have I forgotten America Ferrera's name? And then America Ferrera was wearing sparkly pink, and people were saying that they kind of swapped because obviously Margot's wearing pink the whole Barbie press tour when it was like about her, and then on America's Night when she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, she's in the sparkly pink, she's in the colorful look, and Margot's in the black. And I was like, that's a beautiful theory, but like, is that reality? Because are they actually back and forth speaking about this, the stylists, or like, you do know what I mean? I just am like, is that just a surprise coincidence, or is that what actually does go on behind the scenes? I just don't know.
I reckon it actually does. I reckon for a night like this, I imagine that I think if you're America Ferrera, your stylist is checking in with what the lead in the movie, like what Margot is wearing. And I think that her stylist probably, they sat down and said, let's do a kind of cleaning the slate hard reset on the Barbie pink thing. And also, you know, because she wasn't nominated for Best Actress, it's like do a bit of a understated thing, and maybe that's when she decided to go in and do the pink thing, which is really lovely.
Yeah, I love it. So cute. Everyone was like, everyone in the comments was just like, Margot Robbie's a girl's girl.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, like, it was girl's girl energy.
Yeah, so good. And then yeah, who was some of your favorites?
Faves. Loved Carey Mulligan as well. I really love Sandra Hüller in Schiaparelli.
That was so really beautiful.
So nice. I thought Michelle Yeoh was really good. I thought Anya Taylor-Joy was really good. I thought Emily Blunt was really good, and she's
a controversial one.
She doesn't slay very often.
Yeah, do you know that her stylist was in the comments, like, slamming people on Check the Tags?
Why?
Wait, was it Emily? I'm just making sure I'm got the right person. I swear it was Emily Blunt. Because some people, just on Check the Tag, everyone's just ruthless because they're just saying what they think about an outfit. And I'm pretty certain it was her stylist who was... where's my phone even? Oh, it's in my pocket. Okay. I want to just make sure because, like, that was just something that's in the back of my brain that happened that I didn't write down anywhere. But, yeah, because I guess people were just having problems with various parts of the look. What did you think about the sculptural... shoulders, the sculptural.
Yeah, like that's what I liked about it. I feel like that was the redeeming, not the redeeming quality. It looked really beautiful on her, but I thought that it just put it into like cool territory. And I feel like she's very often just in like a beaded gown.
Yeah,
so it was nice to see it feel a bit cooler.
It was her stylist name on Instagram is High Heel Princess Jessica Pasta. I was like, just get a different stylist if that's going to be her Instagram name.
Literally, she must change it.
Yeah, and people are just saying, someone said, I think this is too cool of a dress for her. And oh, the glam didn't help. And then High Heel Princess comes in and goes, I didn't see you on the carpet, ??
Oh my God, honestly, Justice. And then
someone said, Jessica, get a grip. Jessica, get a grip. I said what I said, and obviously a hit dog is hollering.
No.
Wow, baby.
That is true. Like, the hair and makeup did, it's like she was pushed out of her comfort zone, but then the glam was still kind of in keeping with the vibe that she likes. But I thought it was nice. And I loved Greta Lee as well, I think.
I think...
she just always looks good.
Yeah, I think on Check the Tag, it's both a blessing and a curse that this Instagram account puts the red carpet look beside the runway look. Because so many times the runway look looks so much better than what the red carpet look does. So yeah, when you see the Schiaparelli on the runway with the girl with... she just has her hair pulled back, very clean, very slick makeup, no jewelry and accessories. And then you see Emily Blunt with like her necklaces on, her hair big, her hair up, the too much makeup. It's also, yeah, like, which is funny because with the Margiela, I'm jumping ahead a lot to the after party and we'll go back to the red carpet. But with Kendall Jenner wearing Margiela, I so didn't like that. And I was like, I couldn't figure out why. And then I realized I just want to see this collection on bigger bodies. Like it was fucking, like it looked on the runway. I just feel like for it to be one of the most talked about shows in like the past decade in terms of like very, very incredible fashion, for it to then be just like wheeled out on, I think it was Anya Taylor-Joy wore it and I think she's gorgeous. She's a gorgeous girly. And then, but then Kendall Jenner, I'm like, surely you're getting requests from, I don't know.
Exactly the same. I felt like frustrated by it and annoyed by it in this way that I was trying to interrogate because I was like, am I being jealous? Am I being mean-spirited?
Why isn't it me?
Like, why? Yeah, but I was just like, it's just not that collection. It's like it just was this feeling of like, this feels like it was just meant to be debuted on someone else. This is such an obvious choice that makes me feel frustrated because I just think for John Galliano to create a collection that like staggeringly beautiful to not then be super, super smart and considerate about how it's rolled out in the culture feels strange to me. And it didn't look, obviously she always looks beautiful. She's extremely beautiful. She carries clothes beautifully, but it didn't like land.
Put it on Cardi B, put it on Rosamund Pike, put it on Divine Joy Randolph, put it on like Michelle Yeoh, put it on
someone who'll wear a fucking merkin and not be a coward.
Yes. Put it on someone bigger and not just a random model. It was, yeah, that I had so many issues with that. Okay, back to red carpet. You've said a bunch of people that I loved as well. I loved Billie Eilish. I thought she looked fucking gorgeous. I think the way her look is evolving but always staying true to her is really cool. And I love that she's wearing Chanel and making it just look, yeah, look exactly like something that she would just, I don't know. I just love her.
Loved.
I loved Celine Song, obviously. Little wavy skirt and blazer.
So good.
Yeah, Michelle Yeoh. Robert Downey Jr. and his hottie wife in Saint Laurent. They looked so good. Favorite couple.
Yeah.
Laverne Cox and Mugler. Yeah, Divine Joy looked amazing in Louis Vuitton. It was like the perfect winner's look. I didn't even realize till afterwards that Louis Vuitton dressed both the Best Actress winners.
A good night for them.
Apart from the zip break.
I know, the zip break heard round the globe.
I know, fuck.
She, the frustrating thing for her, we'll get to her speech in a second, but is that it obviously felt bigger than it was because she very, like, no one would have noticed it if she didn't bring it up.
I know. Also, but she's just a funny girly. So I think she's like trying to be funny and be awkward. And it did fit so well with her personality to say that. But I think having, you know, having time to reflect, she probably shouldn't have
highlighted that
form in the world for the fact that she's the brand ambassador of the brand.
I did like her dress. It's obviously quite simple and minimal, and I loved her after-party dress more, like, a lot.
Mm.
This one was just, it's almost like there's not space to critique it. It's just she looks very, very, very lovely.
I don't know about the color.
She does this a lot where she wears very pale, like a very pale color palette in a way that's, it goes against the, like, common wisdom. You know, where she used to wear a lot of a pale skin girly, like she used to wear that, I'm trying to think, there's the red carpet look she wore forever ago that was that yellowy orangey shade marigold that Michelle Williams wore.
Mm.
And she had like a red lip. She used to dress in those like warmer shades more, in purples and greens. And now she's going very minimal.
I love the kind of orangey red shades on her. With the red lip.
Same.
I love her with darker hair. She's looking so fucking good at the moment. Whatever that woman is doing behind the scenes, I don't know. She just looks insane. Impeccable. I'm like, whoever's doing her face, I'm not saying she's getting invasive work done, but whoever is doing that girl's facials, whoever is doing that girl's microneedling, laser, she's insane.
I had this feeling watching her make her speech of, I just love to see people in their, like, soaring, just, like, in their moment where they're just on this total takeoff, like, literally soaring. I can't think of how else to say it. Like, she's just on that total soaring trajectory of all the momentum in her life, and she looks fun. she looks the most beautiful she's ever looked. She just won 2 Oscars by 35. She, like, shouted out her little daughter at home. I just feel...
Hottie husband beside her.
Hottie SNL writer husband. She's, like, doing cool projects like The Curse and then winning Oscars in a really brave, interesting, complicated role, like, doing wild sex scenes with Mark Ruffalo. I just love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Inspired by her.
Inspired by her.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, it's very hard for me to speak on this properly because I can't bring myself to watch Killers of the Flower Moon. But from everything I've heard, Lily Gladstone and Emma Stone both deserved the Oscar because both of their performances were, like, equally as good as each other, just very different. And Lily Gladstone's was like very quietly powerful, which I think is oftentimes like it's not like it's more deserving, but with Emma Stone, she had so much do you know what I mean? Like Poor Things is such an over the top movie where it's so in your face, her acting, and she does such a good job of it. But then
it's so physical, like there's a physicality in the movement, yeah, and the jerking and the accent. And
yeah, it's kind of similar to what you say, how like a lot of Oscar winners, when they're, you know, wearing lots of prosthetics and really transforming themselves, which is what Emma Stone did for that role. And I saw someone put up a tweet just being like, which is just funny timing, being like Emma Stone winning an Oscar over an Indigenous woman the same year The Curse is released is the funniest thing to happen in history ever. I was like, it literally is. It's so crazy. Because The Curse is her, like, literally her gentrifying Indigenous people's land.
I'm getting cursed. I know.
She looked so shocked. It's really
interesting. She looked shocked. In her speech, she kind of said, mm-hmm, it was giving, like, Adele when she won that Oscar that deep down, sorry, the Grammy that deep down she knew should have gone to Beyonce. I think this one, it's less, like you say, award seasons are stupid in a lot of ways because you can't even put one performance really against another and say one is better and one is worse. Like everything about it is kind of arbitrary and silly. Mm. But it's kind of a good philosophical question about what the role of the Oscars or these kind of awards ceremonies are. I get that it's just individual people voting for their favorite performance and that it's not decided by a committee sitting in a room making decisions, but it did feel like this biggest platform in the world for film and entertainment that literally billions of people around the world are watching, the power it would have been to like hero an Indigenous woman in that moment felt like such a shame to miss, especially when Emma Stone has won an Oscar. Like,
exactly.
It just felt like,
yeah. Exactly. Like, Emma Stone's already an Oscar winner. The way it would change Lily Gladstone's life and career and just the more broader cultural impact it would have to have had Lily Gladstone win. Plus, it's not even saying that she should have won for those, you know, like, it's not even saying give the lesser performance the win for that reason. It was like they were equally great, and then there's all of these extra reasons Lily Gladstone should have won. I love that Divine Joy Randolph won. That was really incredible. And it was so beautiful seeing those two winners' speeches be just so authentic and real and excited. And did you see Jennifer Lawrence sobbing behind Emma Stone?
I know. It was She's so that.
I know, but like that's her best friend. And she's just like, she was like wiping under her chin. That's how hard she was crying. It was really cute.
It's so cute. Yeah, I loved it. I still haven't seen the Hold It Overs, but I'm desperate to see it.
Yeah, I started watching it the other night.
Yeah, love. I thought that, the speeches were really beautiful and heartfelt. It's quite hard to do an Oscars speech well because you're so excited and it's so life-changing for you. But, like, I think Ricky Gervais said this in one of his opening monologues a bazillion years ago where he was like, just remember no one cares about this as much as you do. Like, and we all have to deal with your speech, so just try to be normal. And I feel like they've gotten better at not being super annoying and like self-obsessive. And
yeah, it was cute how Emma Stone said that Yorgos was like, take yourself out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's hard to be sincere and say something profound and not just thank your agent, but also not come across as aggravating. They both did very well. I didn't watch either of the men's speeches. Soz to the men.
Yeah, I
just don't care for Oppenheimer.
I don't care for Oppenheimer either. Yeah. I wish it didn't exist. I wish I didn't spend that 3 hours watching it in the fucking cinema waiting for Barbie.
Don't you think Robert Downey Jr. winning is weird?
I was like, what is he even in? And someone was like, Oppenheimer. I was like, okay. I can't even remember that film. I was so zoned out. I was like, I'm hungry. I'm bored. I can't wait for us to go to lunch. And also, I can't believe neither of them.
I was like, enough from you. And he won an Oscar.
I can't believe neither of them. Well, I don't even know because I didn't stay to watch the Christopher Nolan speech. I like left my friend's house after Emma Stone won. But I'm assuming this didn't happen. Like, none of them like thanked Barbie for the fucking ratings. I was like, thank Barbie for getting 10,000 more girlies into the cinema and making your box office higher. Literally. That would have been a really cute shout out.
100%. I agree. Yeah. I just didn't get Oppenheimer. I Cillian Murphy was really good, whatever.
Yeah, and also it was so bad for the women. I'm like, are we just best director? And he just, poor Emily Blunt and Florence Pugh.
He made, like, I've said this before, but I'm going to reiterate it again here. I've read the book that Oppenheimer is based off, and Florence Pugh's character is this phenomenal, dynamic, like, brainiac genius. Everyone thinks she's going to take over the world, Marxist, complex, like, thing. And they just made her into this, like, crazy pill-addled whore. And then Emily Blunt's character is also meant to be this incredibly smart, like, dynamic, everyone who meets her in a room is captivated by her, incredibly intelligent, so helpful to him, incredibly calculating. And they just made her into this, again, like, pill-addled wine mom who never said a word of sentence.
I know, just getting the washing in off the line.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan has a woman problem. There, I said it.
Yeah, and then he just...
He does.
Yeah. Okay, back to the looks. So... What did you think about Jennifer Lawrence's polka dots?
I liked it. It was a very, like, wasn't, like, in my top five, but I think it was a nice, I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
I think I liked the silhouette of the dress a lot. I think she looks beautiful. To be fair, I think her hair and makeup and the necklace, I think everything goes together really well.
Girly Saint-Tropez the night before.
Yeah, the fake tans on the screen were crazy. Also, has Ryan Gosling had like a lot of filler?
It kind of looks like
he has so much filler. I'm like, girly, we're not doing that anymore. Did you not read my fucking Vogue business piece?
Literally, I know. I find it so much more heartbreaking when men fall victim to the pitfalls of filler. It, like, somehow feels sadder.
I don't know. I kind of love it in a way.
I know, but they're just, like, so behind the times.
Yeah, they're more jarred because they don't get. Yeah. And also, Ava Mendez is not helping. Like, she just wouldn't know.
I know.
She's like, I don't need shit. She just won't even know. He like, probably doesn't even so know. Hot. He's probably hiding it from her the way women hide it from their boyfriends.
I love her so much. Like, I love that she's never on the red carpet with him. I love that she just doesn't give a shit. I love that she never makes his moments, like, she should make his, like, his moments about her, but she just never cares.
I know.
She just doesn't care. Like, she could not give less of a fuck. She's like, I'm probably the top three hottest women who've ever walked the earth. Ryan Gosling's obsessed with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Yeah. She's just at home making her, like, Jade little cooking vids. So good.
There's like one photo of them together on the whole internet.
Yeah, and that's from, like, was it Drive or The Place Beyond the Pines? The Place Beyond the Pines.
Yeah, and she put up like one Instagram picture being like, you should attend all the way to the Oscars, now come back home and put the kids to bed. And it's like her in a cowboy hat and a pink jacket.
He's like leaving the after party, like hustling an Uber. I liked, who else do I like? Okay, should we go to, Florence Pugh, I wrote in my notes, Florence Pugh actually looks good for once.
Yeah, I thought she looked really nice.
I liked Jennifer Lawrence's after party look.
Same, I liked it a lot more than her.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I felt the same with a few people like that. Like, I liked Lupita Nyong'o's after party better than her. Main red carpet, I liked Michelle Yeoh's.
You know she's going out with Joshua Jackson now.
I know. But then she was like, she brought that weird guy from Stranger Things onto the red carpet and they were flirty.
Oh.
What does Joshua Jackson have? It's like so crazy to me.
I know, it's crazy.
Diane Kruger, Jodie Turner-Smith and now Lupita Nyong'o. Like that hit rate is unexplainable.
It'll just be the knock-on effect. You know how, like, if a hot girl goes out with a guy, you're just like, what did they see in him? He must be something special. And then you follow suit.
That's so true.
And then they, like Pete Davidson, and they just keep getting better and better and better.
It's so fucking true.
So, what else? After party.
Barry and Sabrina made their debut as a couple.
Did they pose together on the red carpet? Or did they just stood beside each other?
He wore a bracelet that said Sabrina, then they got photo booth pics together.
Cute. I have no idea who that girl is, but...
I don't, but I'm kind of into it.
Same, I like it.
I don't know why.
I like
it. I'm inexplainably into
it. I like it because she seems just like a hot, sexy blonde. And he's like, that's it. That's my girl.
Yeah, he's like, that's awesome. And he like goes to see her. He went to see her open for Taylor Swift in Australia. And he just had literal like goo-goo eyes when people took a video of him. And I'm like, he's just a simple man who's like suddenly, because of Saltburn, become so famous. And this, he's just...
Like what happened to
her being like, this is crazy.
Like what happened to Paul Mescal when he couldn't believe he was dating Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah.
He was just like, what the fuck? I'm just a normal Irish bloke and now I go out with Phoebe Bridgers. That's when you have to get them. Phoebe knew. That's why she flew from America to Ireland in the middle of a pandemic. She was like, I must get in now while he still doesn't understand the pull he has.
Exactly. We've never talked about the fact that there's all these... rumors on TikTok. Have you seen this? That he like hooks up with girls and then apparently it's happened multiple times. That he then takes them for a walk the next day in London Fields and then just breaks into a run and leaves.
What? What?
And then there were all these memes of people being like doing the Paul Mescal and just running. But apparently he's literally done it. Like, I have not fact checked this, but it went so viral that people were talking about it.
But girls London would just be Fields walking with him as well. That's so public. It's like he has a kink. Because, like, you would just do it somewhere less public if you just wanted to run away from someone. You just run away.
Breaking into a run all of a sudden is so crazy. Like, just don't text them.
Run again. After him. I would run after him. I would start sprinting. I'd be like, come on, bitch. I'm a runner.
Yeah, you. He would fucking have his work cut out with you, marathon runner.
But, like, that would be so funny to sprint, just surprise him. Like, I guess... I was at a dream last night. I was dating someone really famous, but I can't remember who the fuck it was this morning. And you know when you wake up and you're like a little bit awake and you know that you're having a dream about this thing and you're like, oh, take me back to it.
You put yourself back in the deep state. Please let me go back in the dream. Yeah. 100%. I've been there. If that happened to me, I would like literally crumble into dust.
How can you do it to multiple people in London Fields as well? Because London Fields, it's like... I've seen Paul Mescal in London Fields. Like, you can spot that man in his shorts.
We saw him with Phoebe.
Yeah, we did. That's right.
He
didn't sprint away from her.
It feels... It's one of those, like, urban myths that feels real. So it's, cool.
I think that's 100% real.
I think it's true. Yeah.
My God, I just want someone to sprint after him. But he obviously must have stopped if people are talking about it on TikTok now.
Everyone knows about it. So, this is the problem with fuckboys now. It's like, it's kind of, because him and Joe Alwyn are friends and they're like the Jada brothers. Like, they're just, everyone knows all their secrets now.
Yeah, and the fucking...
Like back in the day, you could just get away with it.
What's the album? The fucking Poets thing hasn't even come out yet.
I know. Jake Gyllenhaal's like absolutely just counting his lucky stars that his heyday was before TikTok.
Yeah.
And Leo.
Yeah.
Go there.
Where was that man? Was he at the Oscars?
No.
Random.
My mum sent me a text saying that in Hugh Hefner's ex-wife's memoir, she says that one night at the Playboy Mansion, Rihanna and Leo were like just hooking up all night.
And I believe it. I think there is already rumors about those two.
Yeah, but it's sad to be... Sad to think about.
I know, but she is just a girl who's our age.
Mm-hmm.
As in, it's very
so easy to forget.
It's just a very specific time because we grew up on the Titanic, and like, you know, it's quite hard to separate Jack from Leo sometimes.
Yeah,
IRL. The one person I would like to shout out because I hung out with this gorgeous, gorgeous girly on Monday. None other than Pamela Anderson. She wearing this Oscar de la Renta gown on the red carpet at the Vanity Fair after party red carpet. She, Grace, styled herself completely. She told me the next day, I said, I went to meet her for, I interviewed her for The Face. For this, she did this collab with Redone.
Love.
And I know, it was gorgeous. I was obsessed with every element of it. And I went to meet her. It was the day after the Oscars. And I was talking to her and I was like, oh, last night you looked so gorgeous. I saw some people saying you were like the best dressed. And she was just like, oh my God. She was so shocked. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah, what's your brief for your stylist? And she goes, I don't use a stylist. Anytime I've ever worked with a stylist, it's been a nightmare. And she was like, I just chose that dress myself. I just got in touch with Oscar de la Renta herself, spoke to the team. They sent her like a couple of options. They sent it to her. She didn't even try it on. And then she has no... Obviously, she's not wearing makeup at the moment, so no glam team, didn't do her hair, just threw on this dress and went to the party. I'm obsessed.
She's so gorgeous.
I'm obsessed with her.
And she looks fucking amazing. She's a really good argument for wearing no makeup.
I know, but it's hard because she's obviously a supermodel. You know, when like, it's like Jerry Hall is like, I'm a fan of aging naturally. And I'm like, well, you fucking would be.
Yeah, you're Jerry Hall.
I even said that to Pamela. I was like, I love... I told her that when I told mum that I was interviewing her, she like screamed and lost her mind, which is like the most excited she's gotten since I wrote for like Marie Claire. But she, yeah, I was like, mum loves you so much and has always loved you, but is like so obsessed with you not wearing makeup. And then I said that I was like, it's obviously so hard for a woman in Pam's position to go to like the Oscars after party without makeup on at her age. But it's even just hard for any woman. Like, it seems like it's not a major thing until you actually think about how major it is. Because I was like, I'm going to wear no makeup to interview Pam. And then slowly I was reaching for the foundation. I was like, just a tiny bit of concealer. Next minute I'm doing like a winged eye. It's like impossible.
Yeah, that is true.
She was like, you look
beautiful.
And
it's because we've seen her. It has like a novelty. Aww.
She was like, very natural, because she was like talking about no makeup, and then I was obviously wearing makeup, and then so she had to be like, you look very natural. I was like, thanks. She has to like backtrack for me.
She's a girl's girl too.
Yeah. But she also said, I said, do you believe in manifestation? She said, yes. And I said, what are you manifesting? And she said, a man.
Oh, forget that, Pam.
I know. Anyway. I was like, no.
I don't want her to
I know. And then she started being like, it's been a long time. And I swear to God, she's been single for like literally 9 months. She was like, I'm starting to get a twinkle in my eye. And then
she is.
And then Grace, I thought I was having a little flirt with, this feels like a Patreon episode. But
it does.
This is Patreon in nature. But Patreon in name and Patreon by nature. But I thought I was having a little flirt with one of the Redone co-founders. And then I went home and Googled him and he has 2 children with his ex-fiance, Alessandra Ambrosio. I was like, get fucked.
I mean, I wouldn't...
Write it off.
I wouldn't write it off. I would follow that bandwagon. I love his ex-fiance. Why is
Supermodel
that? Why is
Alessandra.
It that any man who's just like absolutely fine is literally married to like there's no better example. Alessandro Ambrosio.
I know. I mean, he's hot, but I'm like, he's just the founder of like a jean brand.
Yeah.
What else was good from the Oscars? The ceremony was kind of boring apart from who's that naked man that came out? Did you watch it?
No, I kind of caught up on bits and bobs. That's John Cena, who, you know John Cena, right? He's like I guess he was a wrestler. Now he's like a bit of a Hollywood man. Was he in Barbie?
Oh, I don't know. That was funny, and I liked the Ken performance. That was really funny.
I thought the Ken performance was so well done. It was like proper old school Hollywood musical, like the whole staging and how... I don't love that song. I don't know if anyone loves the song, but I'm like, I don't like Slash. I don't like, it's not for me in many ways. And yet I admired it so much. I thought it was, and Ryan Gosling's such a good sport. Like, I love that he's, doesn't take himself that seriously and doesn't have this vibe of like, I'm a serious actor who wants to win Academy Awards. So I've got to be embarrassed of this stuff.
I actually do think that was where his head was at before. He realized, like, I do think that he was convinced by Greta Gerwig and Margot to do Barbie in the first place. But then I think when he realized, like, I think after the movie came out and he realized the cultural impact and how cool it was, that's when he leaned in. I don't think he was initially there, but I think it's kind of funny thinking of him in like juxtaposition to Bradley Cooper, because Bradley Cooper's like,
yeah, exactly,
must be serious. And then it's like Ryan is getting nominated for an Oscar for being a silly Ken, and it's refreshing.
It's refreshing, and it's like, not to get too serious about it, but it's men don't have to legitimize art or women's interests, but it is powerful to people. Like, Barbie sat in this in-between world of people not really wanting to give it the flowers it was due for the creative impact and the fact that Greta was snubbed and all of these things, and the fact that a man was happy to take a small supporting role and play someone kind of dumb and do, like, I just think that it is quite good
time
for the world that he's so enthusiastically like taking that on.
What did you think about Emily Ratajkowski?
I didn't love it and adore it, but I didn't
hate it.
Yeah,
I liked that it was Jacquemus, because that feels aligned to her. When I first saw it, I thought it might be Loewe or something, and I was like, no, but Jacquemus worked. But I think when you see it from the side, I saw it on the side and hated it, but when you see it front on, it's not as, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. Joey King in Balenciaga Off the Runway.
I didn't see that.
She looks quite good.
I thought Emilia Gray looked really good. We haven't really like talked about Emilia Gray.
What do you mean?
In the sense, just like she's become such, she's like snuck up and become such a thing, and we've just never really like given airtime to it.
I thought we would have. I haven't even seen her on the, I didn't see what she wore. I haven't seen her.
She looked really nice. She wore Balenciaga too.
I like her. She's a very nice girl. I've met her twice, and both times she's just been like kind and cute and fun.
She has that vibe of just being so similar to Bella Hadid when she started, just being a very kind, sweet, grateful, happy to be here, hardworking individual.
Yeah.
It just shows you how far that gets you.
Exactly. People can see. What else? Who else? Was there anyone else you loved, or any other moments that were cute? I thought Billie Eilish's performance of What Was I Made For was so fucking beautiful and moving.
It was so good. That's another one, like the Emma Stone thing of someone where you're just like, this person is just occupying, you know what I mean? Just doing so well at everything right now.
Yeah.
I love that for her. Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Her voice is just so angelic.
It's so angelic.
Singing like that live.
I want to be more of a Billie listener. Like, I love her, but I don't listen to her music very much. Do you know who I've started listening to? You'll be proud of.
Lana.
Mm-hmm.
Lana, where have you started?
I just started, I don't know. So I just put Spotify on shuffle on her whole Spotify catalog, and I'm just listening through. So I have no fucking idea where I am or what's been happening, but I really like it. It does make me feel depressed sometimes, but I do really like it.
It's so good. You should just listen to like the new, either Norman fucking Rockwell or There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard, a very good for like, because I do think there's something nice about consuming them as albums, because they're so designed that way. And her song Margaret, which is about Margaret Qualley, is so fucking cute.
Did you know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? Yeah, there's one song that I really like about the fields or something. Like cornfields or something. Anyway, I like her. I'm glad to be here.
I'm
glad to finally be here.
I'm glad to finally be here. It's, yeah, I'm glad you're here too. It's so special. She's like the most special girl. She's like the most ethereal, like special girl that just loves girls.
Yeah. Her releasing merch of a cocaine necklace. I feel like I don't know Lana Del Rey, so everything confuses me about her. Like, that was shocking to me. They're on eBay for like $500.
that's kind of like she teeters this line between being this like incredibly iconic artist and singer-songwriter who I think will go down in history, who I just adore, and then she has this such a specific, like, she always just sings about literally like blue jeans and men who fuck her over and like Coca-Cola and, you know what I mean, like, she has like such a, there's like so many cliches around her.
Yeah, it's like she kind of signals to the like alt left in a way, I guess, through her like Lolita stuff.
Yeah. You should watch, like, if you want to just get in the thralls of just losing your mind and being so obsessed with her, mm-hmm. you should watch the Ride music video. That was, like, 18-year-old me was quite literally just gagged. She's in, like, literally an Indian headdress. Like, it's so fucked. And, like, a fringe jacket. Like, it's problematic as hell. But in terms of how beautiful she looks and how she created this, like, cinematic world, I feel like that's the place to begin.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm on my Lana exploration.
So exciting. I would be, she's one of those celebrities who I love so much and I would never ever want to meet.
Yeah. I had a dream I met Rosalía, and in my dream I was like, oh, this is why you shouldn't meet your heroes. I can't even remember. I think she was just like a little bit off. She just didn't want to chat with me.
That's like somehow worse than being like screamed at.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kate Middleton, there's worlds and worlds to unpack here, and I obviously almost all of it's gonna have to go in the Patreon, but I'm just
a little teaser to get you girls to sign up.
Yeah,
this also hooked. Feels if you're not signed up, this kind of feels like a Patreon episode. It's where we're more free with our commentary, free with our criticisms,
thoughts and feelings,
free with who we're flirting with.
I think I'm just staggered. I feel like quite truly thrilled by this drama playing out in real life, because it feels like the wheels are falling off, mm-hmm. and we're watching something so wild like happen in real time. I actually think we talked before about the conspiracy theories around her. I almost think they're like creating these problems for themselves where the problems actually aren't there, or the problem isn't as bad as what they're trying to cover up, which is making it all look so much worse.
Yeah, it's like we all knew the wheels were going to fall off when the Queen died, but I mm-hmm. didn't think they'd fall off with like the disappearance of a princess, rumors of a coma. Like,
yeah, a photoshopped image on
Mother's Day. Where did you see the TikTok where someone literally moved Kate's face from her British Vogue cover where she's wearing that cowboy hat and put it on top of the face from the Mother's Day photo, and it is literally the exact same face. Like, I know that she smiles the same in a lot of photos, but when you morph it across the other, there is not one single difference to it. But yeah, I mean, it's, we have to go, but there's much to say.
There's much to say. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.